But Alice, how can you make things move?
I want to take you back more than a decade. When I was in the company of a man who self-declared was a shaman.
All right.
Okay? So, a slightly odd character.
A self-declared shaman, there's the credibility you need, isn't it?
Well, to get to the important bit here that you're interested in, he claimed to be able to move a lampshade that was... There was a draft in the room.
Yeah, so, and the next thing you know, you were sleeping with a guy, you don't know how it happened, he had some kind of mind control.
It sounds bad, okay, it sounds unconvincing, but there was a lampshade, I'm not talking about an upright lampshade, I'm talking about one that hung from the ceiling, okay, and there was a warm draft being emitted by some heater on the wall, okay, so there was some kind of current for it, but he claimed to be able to control the direction of this said lampshade. And he asked me to add my thinking powers are his, and I honestly, I promise you, we did it. We could make it go backwards and forwards, circles, whatever.
Two grown people are sitting in a room saying, "Yes, let's try this. Add your thinking power to mine, and let us cause the lampshade to." Why didn't he say, "Let us cause a £50 note to materialise on the table"? Let us find out the first winner, Edwin Kenton, this afternoon. And you think you made a lampshade move?
Well, I don't think it. It's not that category. I saw it, yes. But when he said there was some kind of demon running around the room on another astral plane, that's when I decided I didn't want to see him again.
Well, this is a phone in just for the women this morning. What is the very worst hokum you have ever been fed by a potential suitor? Alice sat with a man who said, "Let us put our minds together and make the lampshade." And then started going on about astral planes and demons. 0207-224-2000. What in your time have you heard from potential suitors in the metaphysical world? Born again, I think we met before in another life.